Today, the U.S. military in Afghanistan acknowledged that it received a prisoner from an American who was accused of taking hostages and running a private jail in Kabul. Jonathan Idemo was charged with those crimes in an Afghan court yesterday, along with two other Americans. Idemo says he was working with the Defense Department and had daily contact at the highest levels, including the office of Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. The military says Idemo does not work with them, nor does he represent the U.S. government. Carlotta Gall is in Kabul covering the story for the New York Times. She says Idemo stood by his story at the courthouse yesterday.
He said he was doing a special anti-terrorism operation for the last 2 months in Kabul, and that he arrested one suspect, but he handed over to U.S. forces at Bagram. And then he was, as we know, arrested at the beginning of the month, July 5th, in his house in Kabul with two American colleagues. And they found eight Afghan prisoners detained in the house. So it looks like he's been doing some sort of freelancing anti-terrorist operation. Simply because no American agency has said he works for them. And in fact, the U.S. military has been very clear that he doesn't work for any U.S. agency.
Now, there are two other Americans involved in this story, Brent Bennett and Edward Caraballo. Who were they?
Well, I don't know much about Brent Bennett, except that he wears the same sort of clothes as Idemo, which are sort of military look. Then there's the third guy, Edward Caraballo, who's really separate because he's very clearly a journalist, and he says he was on a sort of embed with this anti-terrorist group to do some long-term, you know, following around and filming.
Now, we should just clarify. Idemo says that he is doing special operations with the approval of somebody in the Department of Defense. He's been in communication with Secretary Rumsfeld's office. None of that has been confirmed at all. I mean, and much of it has been denied, I gather.
That's what we understand. And so then the question rises, is he one of these super secret units that are expendable and deniable? But, you know, people in the military say if he was in that sort of category, there would have been a quick hush-hush of this whole procedure and he would have been whisked out of the country. So most people think that there is nothing there, that he's on his own mission.
Does Mr. Idemo seem to be one of a kind, or is the larger class of contractors who are in Afghanistan, do some others resemble him in the kind of work that they're doing or not?
Well, I think this is why a lot of us, or a lot of people, think he got by for so long doing what he was doing. And he, you know, he had incredible freedom of movement. He had cooperation from ISAF, the NATO-led peacekeepers. So the point was that he went around looking like quite a lot of contractor types. One embassy friend described them as, you know, the guys with beards and sunglasses. And so he fitted into that mold. And I think a lot of people didn't stop to think, to check where his authorization came or who really he was attached to.
Well, Carlotta Gall, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Okay, thank you.
Reporter Carlotta Gall of the New York Times speaking to us from Kabul in Afghanistan.